The expelling of Christians from Jordan concerns many. Believers are responding to Congo's earthquake, and an audio ministry brings God to many nations. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Jordan has permitted Christian activity in the recent past. Reports suggest that's changing. In 2007, Jordan denied resident permits to at least 27 expatriate Christian families and individuals, most of which were working with local churches or studying at a seminary. Jordanian authorities claim illegal proselytism. Open Doors' Al Jansen isn't surprised.
Muslim authorities will always use that. Are they going out on the streets and evangelizing? I find that hard to believe. But what if someone asks you in the privacy of a conversation, look, I want to know more about what you believe as Christians. Is that proselytizing?
Some believe it is. Jansen's concerned for two reasons.
Does this mean that Jordan is going to become more of a radical Islamic country? The other thing that would concern me is that other Islamic countries might be encouraged by this example of Jordan, decide that they're going to start cracking down on Christians in their country as well.
Next, humanitarian aid agencies are distributing emergency relief supplies to thousands in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The region was hit by a major earthquake 3 days ago. Scientists say the epicenter was just north of the capital, Bukavu. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says their team was among the more fortunate.
Close to 100 buildings collapsed from what I've read, and others have serious damage. None of our properties, churches, big guest house, none of those were damaged in any way extensive.
Their team's currently assessing how they can best respond to the needs. Vinton is asking you to pray that believers don't get discouraged.
I would pray that the Lord would give especially the people and Christians a feeling that in spite of all this, this is not something that is happening to them because God is punishing them. There's those thoughts that come into people's minds, especially when they seem to have one catastrophe after another.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Saturday's earthquake that shook Congo was mirrored by a second in neighboring Rwanda. The quake, measuring 5.0 on the Richter scale, hit Rwanda only a few hours after the original one in Congo. Food for the Hungry staff in Rwanda say they weren't affected. They've been working there for 12 years. Instead, they're trying to determine how Food for the Hungry can help victims most affected. Pray for wisdom for the staff in Rwanda and that their work glorifies God. Next, Faith Comes by Hearing's Morgan Jackson describes a typical reaction in a village at the moment the dramatized audio Bible begins playing.
All sound will disappear from the area. It's like nobody moves for 45 minutes. And when they stop the recording, everybody's just in shock. God speaks Kinkomba. He can address us directly. We don't need a translator to talk to God. Did you hear that genealogy? Rewind it. And they'll listen 2-3 times, and they'll grab a piece of metal, a gong gong, bam, 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 bam. And pretty soon you have the whole village under a tree.
Jackson says it's evangelistic because of discipleship.
Those churches then start a weekly listening program where all of the church listens, and then the people make decisions as they do in communal societies on what they're going to do. And so transformation or discipleship takes place. Then what happens in that village is these people now, full of the scriptures, take that same tool to nearby villages.
Go to our website for details. And the Evangelical Free Church Mission kicked off a two-day summit in Costa Rica. It's just the beginning of a three-year plan by the Latin America Training Network to develop the Spanish-speaking church. LATN offers internet master's study programs that allow Christians to learn without leaving their existing jobs and ministries. Their 10 new goals will help empower healthy evangelical leaders. Pray that God will use the summit to develop partnerships which strengthen the church. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.